Begin the current daf, Masechtas Nedarim, daf Ayin Daled. Begin on the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Again, continuing on the theme, the thread of the Mishnais of this parak, which, as we mentioned, the previous parak spoke about Hataras Nedarim, which is what a Chacham, a sage, does, which retroactively nullifies the Neder as if it was never made. Then there's something called Hafaras Nedarim, which is something that a father could do when his daughter is young, or that a husband could do when he's married to his wife. Now then there was something interesting, which is called Naira HaMerosa, which is the title of this parak, which the previous Mishnah spoke about, which is when a Naira, a girl under 12 and a half, is engaged, then actually it's Aviya Ubayla Mafir Nedera. Then you need both the father and the Chasen both to be made for the Neder, for it to be nullified, which is from here and on, not retroactive. Now our Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again related to this concept of Naira HaMerosa, but in something different. Which, as the Mishnah says, Shemeres Yavim. Here we're talking about a woman that her husband died without any children. So the halacha written in the Torah is called Yibum, which is that now she has a mitzvah to marry the brother of her husband. That's called Yibum, or Chalitza. But he has to do one of those two. And until he does either Yibum, which is to consummate the relationship and now marry his sister-in-law, or do Chalitza, which is the process of sending her away, in that interim she's called a Shemeres Yavim, which the word Shemeres means that she's waiting. She's anticipating Yibum. So in that state that she's in, there's a concept called Zika, which is a bond that there is between her and the Yavam, which is something that he has to do, either to neutralize that or to activate that, which is either through Yibum or Chalitza. So regarding such a woman, that we have a three-way machlokes in our Mishnah. So the first opinion in the Mishnah, as the Mishnah says, Bein li Yavam echad bein li shnei Yavam, and whether she has Zika to one Yavam, or to two Yavim, meaning when her husband died without any children, if he has one brother, that means to say there's a Zika just to one person, to one brother. If he has two brothers, then there's two Yavim. So either one, whether it is two brothers or one brother, Rabbi Eliezer Ima Yafer, he says that the Yavim, and as the conclusion of the Gemara will tell us that this is only together with the father, as we're talking about if there's an engagement over here that the husband died without any children. It was a chasen, because once he gets married, then there's no more relationship with the father. But we're talking about that if he was engaged and then he died without any children, then the Yavam, and the Gemara will explain which Yavam it is, if we're talking about that there's two brothers, which one of the two brothers is it that could be made for? But it's going to be the one that did a mimer, which, as we'll explain, the Gemara is a rabbinic kedushin that applies to the halacha of a yavam, of this brother-in-law. So the one of these two brothers that does a mimer, which is the kedushin of a yavam, together with the father, he could be mefer. So the chiddush of Rabbi Eliezer is that in all circumstances, a yavam can be mefer the nadarm of a shemeres yavam, which is even if there's not only one brother, that even if there's two brothers that are able to go ahead and do the yibum or chalitza. That's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Rabbi Shua Aimer, he argues, he says that it's only if the Yavama falls li echad to one brother, meaning that, let's say, there were two brothers in the family. One was her chasen, and he died without any children. And now there's one brother, avaloy lishnai, but not if there's two brothers, as the Gemara will explain, because of the halacha concept known as ein brera, which means to say you can't retroactively clarify who is the brother. In other words, it only says in the Torah, ishi kamena v'ishi yeferena. It's the husband, and that could even be on the chasen level, that the even if there's only eris, I mean, the kedushin, he can go ahead and nullify her vows. Now, you're right, on some level, a yavam, potentially because of the zika that's there, and if even if he does a mimer, could go ahead and consider him as the new husband, but we don't know who is ultimately going to be that husband, because there's two brothers, and therefore, since you can't verify who that is, so although, yes, if there was one brother, Bishua says, I would agree to you that then the Yavam could be made from the Nadarim of the Shemeres Yavam. When there's two brothers, then not, because then you can't say that either one is the husband because you don't know who it's going to be. And then Rabbi Kiva Aimer, he says, Loi le'echad v'loi le'shnam. He goes even further, says that a Yavam cannot be mefer the Nadarim of the Yavama of the Shemeres Yavam, whether there's two brothers, even if he's the only brother. And the reason being is because the Yavam is actually lower down in his capacity than an Oris, I mean than the Chasin, and therefore, even if the Chasin died as an Oris, without any children, and where there at least by an Oris, when he's a Chassan, he could be made for Bishutvis with the father. Here by the Yavam, he's not going to be able to be made for the Nether, even together in the partnership with the father. Now, that's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. So again, we have three opinions. Rabbi Eliezer holds the Yavam could always be made for the Nether, even if he's not the only one. Then you have Rabbi Yeshua says, no, if there's only one possible brother, then he can be made for it, but not if there's two. And Rabbi Akiva says that no, whether there's one or two, can never go ahead, as the Mishnah will explain, as the Gemara will ultimately clarify, the understanding of Rabbi Akiva's opinion that holds that no, the Yavam is actually worse than an Aris. So yes, although in the Torah it says that by Nara Marasa, a Chasen could be, even though he didn't have Nisuin yet, but even just as a Chasen, he can go ahead and, as a groom, he could nullify the vows of his Kala, but a Yavam, who in regards to Shemeres Yavam, is even worse, is less than that, and he can never be made for the Nedarim of the Shemeres Yavam. Now the Mishnah talks about the dialogue between these different opinions. Amar Rebbe Eliezer, so he goes first. He says to Rabbi Akiva, Ma'im Isha, if we find by a woman, meaning not by a Shemeres Yavam, a regular woman, Shekana Hula Atzmai, which he goes and acquires her for himself, meaning he goes to a regular woman and he does Kiddushin, gives her the ring, and still Harehu Meifin Nidireha, he could still, as we've been speaking about in this parak, be nullifying the vows of his Kala together with the partnership of the father, as the opening Mishnah of our parak said, which is the Halach of Naim Rasa. So, Isha Shehignu Lemina Shemayim. So, a woman that seemingly he has a stronger relationship with, which is a Shemeres Yavam, which he didn't have to even do an action of Kiddushin to acquire her. From heaven, they sent her this woman just by the fact of the virtue of his brother dying without any children. Where the significance of this concept is that she's forbidden to everybody until he does Chalitza with her, even without having done anything. It's an automatic acquisition to the brother-in-law just by the death of his brother. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says, "Ein adin shi'afin nidereha? Isn't it a kavah chaymer? Or isn't it all the more so that we should say that, of course, together with a partnership with her father, that he can be made for her nedarim? Because even a regular woman, then, okay, you have to at least do an action. But when you do that action, so you create a kedushin, and even then, which you had less in this woman coming in, but together with the fact that you did a kedushin, you can be made for her nedarim with the father. So by Shemeres Yavam, where you had a relationship with her without even doing an act of Kiddushin. From heaven they gave you some type of a kinyan in her already, just by the death of the brother. So for sure you should be able to be made for the Dharm as a Naya Marasa, just like a Naya Marasa has somewhat of a connection with her. Even though she's still in her father's domain because she's still a Naira and she's only has Erisin. And still the husband could go ahead, the Chasa could be made for the Dharm together with the father, for sure by Shemeres Yavam, where for sure he should be able to make for the Nidarm together with a partnership of the father, where because automatically he has some type of a kinyan in her, which is what Zika is essentially, until he does Chalitza, no one else could go ahead and marry her, which is essentially the same thing as Kedushin is. Amalei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Eliezer, no, that's not the case. Because imamar to be isha shakana hu le'atzma, yes, by a regular woman, where, yes, when he goes ahead and he does Kedushin to her, the halacha is he can be made for the Nedarim together with the father, is because, yes, when he does the Kiddushin himself, there's an additional point. She'ein la cherim bar rishos, which is that when someone gets engaged to a regular woman, after he does Kiddushin, nobody else can be Mekadesha. And therefore, there's no one else has any rights to her. Now that's why the Torah tells us, by Renai Marasa, when he only has Erisin, even though there's only Kiddushin, he could go ahead and be made for Hanadarm because he has all the rights in her together with the father. But on that, Rabbi Akiva says, Taima Be'isha, how are you going to say regarding a woman, which is what you want to talk about, Shemeres Yavim, Sheiknu Leim Neshamayim? You're right. From heaven, they already gave him some type of an acquisition in her, but it's a weak kinyan. Sheyesh Lacherim Barashos, because others, specifically his brothers, the other potential brothers, even if he does a Maimer, as we're going to explain the Gemara, that's why we're saying that there's some type of a Kedushin in this Yavama. But even if he does a Maimer, which is Rabbinic Kedushin in Yavama, if his brother comes along, the other potential Yavam, does Maimer in her? As the Gemara says in Masechtas Yavama, it says halacha called Yesh Maimacha Maimer. The other brother will also have an acquisition in her, and then ultimately no one's going to be able to do Yibum. So therefore, on that Rabbi Akiva is saying that it's not a Kavachem, because on some level, Shemeres Yavam is weaker than an Arus, because at least by a Chasen, once he does Kiddushin, no one else can do Kiddushin in her. But by a Yavama, Shemeres Yavam, even though he did a Maimer, another brother could still do it, so he doesn't have sole rights in her, and therefore he can't be made for an Adar. Now, Amla Rabbi Shua, on that Rabbi Shua, who he's the other opinion, who he says that, you're right, it doesn't work by two, on that he says to Rabbi Kiva, Kiva, Devarecha b'shnei yevamin, you're right. What you just told Rabbi Eliezer is true by when there's two potential brothers, two potential yevamin, where each one has some rights in her, and that's why what you told Rabbi Eliezer is correct, and I agree to you. I also argue in Rabbi Eliezer that it doesn't work when there's two yevamin. And therefore I only say it's by one, because by two, it's less than the Aris, because at least by a chasen, he's the sole rights, together with the father. But by Yavama, by Shemeres Yavam, the other brother can go ahead and do Maimer too, so he doesn't have sole rights. But Ma'ata Meshval Yavam Echbo, what are you going to say regarding when there's one Yavam? Your Taina to Rabbi Eliezer doesn't work for when there's one Yavam, because then he's the only one, there is no one else that could go ahead and have any Rishus in Har, because it's only other brothers that could do Maimer, not someone else from the street. And therefore, that's my opinion. I say by one Yavam that then the Yavam could be made for the Shemeres Yavam's net. Then why do you argue even by one Yavam that you say that the Yavam can never go ahead and be made for our neder? So Amalei Rabbi Kiva responded to Rabbi Yeshua, no, you're right, that was just a response to Rabbi Eliezer. But I argue even on your opinion. Because Eina Yavama Gemur LeYavam, the Yavama, the Shemeres Yavam, is not complete to the domain of the Yavam. Keshem Shaharusa Gemur LeYisha, as a woman that's engaged, is to her chasen. And therefore, it is that a aris, a nair hamarasa, is on a higher level acquired to her chasen, and therefore he can be made for nedarim, more than even one yavam to one shemeres yavam, that as the Gemara will explain on the end of this daf, on Ayin Hem and Aleph, where do we find that a nair hamarasa that's engaged is considered complete to her chasen, in contrast to a Shemeres Yavim, even with one Yavim, and therefore he considers that a parallel to the halacha of Nedarim, where therefore he can't be made for the Neder by a Shemeres Yavim, even though he can be made for a Neder by an Arusa. That's the Mishnah. Now the Gemara considers all these different opinions. And the Gemara says, Bishlam Rabbi Kiva, we could understand and interpret the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, who says Yavama, Shemeres Yavim, can never have a Neder nullified by Yavam, whether there's one or two, is because Sava ain't Zika. He holds up what's called in Halacha, which is expounded upon much in Mesech Yavamas, that there is no concept of Zika. Now, it doesn't mean that there's no concept of Zika. There's obviously some type of a bond between the Shemeres Yavam and the Yavam, because we know he has to do something. They're connected by this mitzvah of Yibam, either to go with it and do Yibam or to not go with it and do Chalitza. But what it means to say is that the Zika of the Yavama, it's not so strong of a connection to the Yavam as Erisin. And that's why Rabbi Kiva holds that he can't be made for the Neder, although by Erisin, which is a real connection, it's the first and the step right before marriage of consummated relationship. So by Erisin, we find in the Torah he could be. But Zika is a very tenuous bond. It's not something that's so strong. And that's why the Yavam can never be made for the Neder. Now, Rabbi Shua Sava, we also could understand Rabbi Shua's opinion, because he holds, yes, Zika. No, that there is a halacha concept of Zika. In other words, that it is very strong, where there's two interpretations in the Ran, how the Gemara is interpreting it now, either means to say that it's actually even stronger than Erisin, where the Zika bond is so strong as if it's already like Nisuin, and that's why the Gemara is interpreting Rabbi Shua right now that actually the Yavam himself, when it's one Yavam and one Shemeres Yavam, he can make the Neder himself, even without the father, or it's like the second interpretation in the Ran that it's together with the father, but either way, it's because he holds to the concept of Yeshika. So it's a really strong bond, definitely like Erisin, which is like what a Kedushin bond is, or maybe even like Nisuin. Now, however, as the Girsa of the Ran has indicated, that there's the words over here, Miu Ein Breira. However, but you can't clarify. In other words, when there's two Yevamin, it's not clear who is that. If you're saying there's a yesh zika, fine, there's a bond, a really strong bond that there is between the Shemeres Yavam and the one who could decide her fate, whether to be married by Yibam or to be sent away through Chalitza. But when there's two of them, so you don't know who's going to be the one that's going to be her husband. And therefore, even if both of them would go ahead and do Hafara, that wouldn't help, because since at this time we don't know who's going to be our husband, the Hafara has no relativity, because the Torah tells us, Ishi Kemena v'Ishi Yefarenu, you have to know at that time who is her husband, who is her chasen, to go ahead and do the Hafara. So therefore, even if both of them did it, it wouldn't work. So that's the understanding of Rabbi Shua's opinion. which is because he holds Yesh Zika. So when there's only one, we know that this is the one that has the strong bond. So therefore, he could go ahead and be made for a neder. But when there's two, then there's the halacha concept of ein breir. We don't know who is that one, and therefore neither of them could do it. But El Rebeliezer, my time, but the Gemara wants to know what's the understanding of Rebeliezer's opinion that holds that even when there's two brothers, two potential Yavamim, that the Yavam could be made for the neder. But Yesh Zika, even if you're going to say that Rebeliezer holds like Rebbe Yeshua, that there is a strong bond of Zika, again, not like Rebbe Kiva. And therefore, a Yavam is, let's say, like an Arus, like an Arus, like a Chas, or maybe even more than that, maybe even like a married man. But still, Ein Breira, the problem is, but how can you know who is it from these two or three or four brothers that's going to go ahead and do Yibum to the sister-in-law, who, when their brother died without any children, is in the midst of Yibum, and there's a Zika bond between them, but you can't say they're all the husband. Only one of them is going to do it, and you don't know who it is. So how can you have one of them, or even all of them, but you don't know who is the Isha Yifireno or Isha Yikimeno, to go ahead and do it, either by themselves or even with the father? So Madam Rabami explains, as we had alluded to this in the Mishnah, Kugin Sh'asaba Maimer. What we're talking about is, for example, if one of the Yavams went ahead and gave Kedushin to the Shemeres Yavam, which, as we explained before, the Kedushin of a Yavam is called Maimer. That's the wording given for it. So therefore, since one of them did Maimer, so now that changes the dynamics. And the reason is, the Gemara explains, because Reb Eliezer Sabalo Kabei Shammai. Reb Eliezer holds like Beis Shammai. The Amri that they say, Mesechtes Yavam, is Maimer Koin Lekinyi Gamer. That is when the Yavam gives a Maimer to the Shemeres Yavam, although he didn't go ahead and do Yibum, which is doing Bia with the Yavama, but even just doing Maimer, which is like what Kedushin is with the regular woman, he goes ahead and gives her a ring. That, in regards to a Shemeres Yavam, makes her like as if he already got married to her. And therefore, hence, Beis Shammai holds that if, let's say, now the Yavam changes his mind and he doesn't want to go ahead and have a relationship with the Shemeres Yavam, he actually could send her away with a get, and he doesn't need chalitza because we consider it as if he already consummated that relationship and took her as a wife. Now, therefore, it makes sense, according to this interpretation, why Reb Eliezer would hold that he could be made for the Nadarm, and even by himself, because we consider him as if he totally got married to this woman already by just doing a Maimer. So therefore, it makes sense, even though there was four brothers, but since one of them went ahead and did Maimer, Maimer is like he already did Yibum to her already. And if he did Yibum, because that's how Bishamai's opinion is, which Reb Eliezer is going in, it's a full-fledged kinyan in the Shemeres Yavam, that's why, like a regular husband, he could be made for her Nadarm. Now, Reb Yeshua would tell you, and this is now, according to Reb Ami, what the context of the Machlekes in our Mishnah is, because we're talking about that a Maimer was done by the Yavam to the Shemeres Yavam. Reb Yeshua says, Hanemila b'chad Yavam. This would only work if there's only one Yavam. Then you could say that the Yavam could be made for her neder, either because of Zika, or like you're interpreting now, or even if there was Maimer done. However, that's, again, only by one Yavam. Av b'shnei Yavamin, loy. But on that, Reb Yeshua says that when there's two Yavamin, then the Yavam, even if a Maimer was done, cannot go ahead and be made for the Nadarm of the Shemeres Yavam. And that is because Reb Yeshua holds, even if you're going like Beis Shammai, who holds that a Maimer is Koyin the Kinyagam, it's a full-fledged Kinyan, even so, it's not the case when there's two Yavam. And the reason being is because, Mi ikka midi dichi asyachoy, is it possible that there should be such a thing that if his brother would come along, meaning this Yavam, who, yes, did Maimer, and you're saying Maimer is considered like a full-fledged Kinyan, which is, let's say, when he wanted to now change his mind and not stay married with her, he wouldn't even have to do chalitza anymore. It's like it took care, it neutralized the zikah, it moved the haran to a married woman, and he only would have to give her a get. But, ultimately, if one of the other brothers came along, after this one had did Maimer, and he also would do a Maimer, also allow b'bioi b'gitam, he would be able to make it forbidden with bia or get, umefer, and you want to say, this Reb Yeshua is tying the Reb Eliezer, that now this Yavam who did Maimer should be able to make for the Nadarm of the Shemeres Yavam. In other words, because as the Gemara explains in Masechta Yavamis, according to the opinion of Shimon ben Gamliel, where he holds like Beis Shammai, that Maimer is Koyin Kinyan Gamer, still he says over there that if there's a brother that would come ahead and do Bio or give a get to this Yavama, would make it forbidden to this Yavam. So therefore, what Yeshua is saying to Eliezer is that how can you consider this Shemeres Yavam to the Yavam that did Maimer to her, although you're really considering her like a full-fledged Kenyan, but still in the context of the Halacha of Nedarim, how could you consider her like a married woman or even an engaged woman? But it's even less than an engaged woman, because at least by an engaged woman, no one can make her, she's untouchable now. No one can go ahead and make her Aser on her Chasen. No one can get engaged to her and do anything. Now, however, by the case of a Yavam, even when he did Maimer ready, which is essentially like a full-fledged Kenyan, but still someone could tamper with that full-fledged Kenyan, which are one of the brothers. Because if one of the brothers does something with her right now, he can go ahead and mess it up for the brother that's a Yavam. And therefore, Rabbi Yeshua says that this halacha of Maimer Kaina Kinagama, which, yes, will then make her like married or engaged to the Chasen, to the Yavam, it's only going to work by one Yavam. But by two Yavam, and you can't say that, because if you see that she's not totally in his domain, as we see that one of the other brothers can do something, even if you hold like Bishamai, therefore, of course, he can't be made for the Neder, even if he did Maimer. And Rebbe Kiva Savar, Ein Zika, where's Rebbe Kiva? He holds that there's no Zika. In other words, he doesn't say that Zika is considered even to be like an Erison, and therefore that's, according to Rebbe Kiva's interpretation, that he holds that you can never go ahead and be made for the Neder from a Yavam to a Shemeres Yavam. That's the interpretation of Rebbe Ami in our Mishnah, where we're discussing that not only is the Yavam, or one or two Yavam, and again according to the opinions, but it's additionally that the Yavam did a Maimer, where therefore according to him, once he did a Maimer, so it's like that Yavam is already married to her, and therefore of course he can make for the Nedarim. Pshu holds that would only apply by one Yavam and one Shemeres Yavam, because then yes, then it's a Kinyagama, he can be made for the Nedarim, but when there's two, since the other brother can mess it up by doing something with the Yavama, therefore, you can't consider that as full-fledged, even as an Arusa, who no one can mess him up. And therefore, although by an Arusa he can be made for the Nedarim, that's not the case by Shemeres Yavam. And whereas Rebbe Kiva holds that no, that he doesn't consider this whole element of Zika, and therefore, it's not going to be considered like anything for the Yavam, even by one Yavama, even one Yavam, one Shemeres Yavam, to be able to be made for HaNedarim. Now, however, the Gemara does ask that this interpretation in the Mishnah, specifically in Rebbe Eliezer, would work based on our understanding of how we just explained how Maimer works according to Bishamai, that it's a Kinyan Gomer. It's like full-fledged that if, let's say, you want to go ahead now and not be interested in a relationship anymore, it's like you already did Yibam already with this Maimer, although it's not the biblical way of consummating a relationship with a Yavama, but rabbinically that's how we consider it based on the Maimer. So on that, therefore, all you would need, let's say, would be a get. You wouldn't even need Chalitza anymore. So that's why we say that she's totally in his domain and can be for Hanadar. But the Gemara asks, and the Gemara says, Ul Rebbe Lazar. This is Anamayra, Lazar ben Pedas, not the Tan Rebbe Eliezer of our Mishnah. But according to Rebbe Lazar, the Amad that he says over the Mesechtes Yavamas, Maimer leBeishamai ein Kaina, that is not true. When Beishamai considers the halacha of Maimer being a full-fledged Kinyan, it's only full-fledged Kinyan in the context of El Litches Batzar, only to reject the other co-wife, the other one, which is, it says over there in the Mishnah, Maseches Yavamas, the following case. And this is where the context of Bishamai's opinion is brought up and the different interpretations of what he means to say. It's talking about over there where there were three brothers. Two of them were married to two sisters and one of the brothers was single. Now, one of the brothers who was married to the two sisters dies, and now the single brother went, and he died without any children. Now, the single brother went and did Maimer to one of his two sister-in-laws, meaning from the brother who died without any children. Then, after he did Maimer with that sister-in-law, the other brother died, who was married to the other sister. So Bishamai's opinion is recorded over there, what's called Ishta Imoy, the single brother who did Maimer with the first sister-in-law, meaning the first of the two sisters, can stay married with her, and Vahalazu, and the other sister-in-law, is Tetzim Mishama Chayisisha. She is considered rejected because of the halacha of Achayisisha, which is when you have your wife's sister as an erva, there's no zika of a sister-in-law, meaning when you have your wife's sister. So although, and that's where Beishamai's opinion comes in, although it wasn't really his wife, he just did Maimer to her, Bishamai says Maimer is like she's your wife already, and therefore the other sister-in-law does not create a problem with you being able to continue the relationship and consummating it with the one you did Maimer with, because we already consider her like yours, and therefore the other one's rejected from its inception of being because she's your wife's sister. Now that, Rabbi Elazar explains, it's not that she's really your wife, the one you did a maimer with. It's only to reject the other sister-in-law. In other words, that she shouldn't make it a problem for the first one that you did maimer with, because you can't consummate it with, you would think you can't consummate it with the one you did maimer with, because she would be achay sukuka. You can't go ahead and marry someone that's the sister of the one that you have a zikabon with, which you do have with the other one. And that is what Rabbi Elazar explains in Bishamah's opinion, that no, maimer will make the first one like she's your wife already for this halacha of rejecting the other one. But it's not a full-fledged acquisition. In other words, if you would want to now, according to Rabbi Elazar's interpretation of Bishamah, remove this first sister-in-law, this first Shemer Siavam, that you already did maimer with, it wouldn't be enough with a get. You would have to do chalitza. It's not a full-fledged kinyan. So David the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Elazar's interpretation of Beis Shammai, Ma'i Kalameima, what are you going to be able to say? How could Rabbi Eliezer say in our Mishnah that the Yavam could be made for the neder of the Shemeris Yavam because he did a maimer? But maimer, even according to Beis Shammai, is not a full-fledged kinyan. It's only full-fledged kinyan in the different context of rejecting the tzara of the other sister-in-law, which is the sister of the first one. But it's not a full-fledged kinyan. Therefore, it's not a full-fledged kinyan. So we don't even see her like your arusa. And therefore, how does that help us, especially when there's two yevamin, to say that if, because he did a maimer, that his brother's out of the question and he can be made from the dumber? It's not true. Because it's not considered like a full-fledged kinyan according to Rabbi Elazar's interpretation of Beis Shammai. So that thing where it says, you're right, Hacha Ma'iskina, what we're talking about in our Mishnah is Kegoin She'amad Bidin. It's based on a different, according to Rabbi Elazar's interpretation, according to the other's interpretation of Beis Shammai, you could say like the way we explained before in Rabbami, that the significance of a maimer is because it's a full-fledged kinyan. But according to Rabbi Elazar, what you would have to say is Kegoin She'amad Bidin. It's talking about that the Yavam went and had a court case with the Shemeres Yavam. Because the Shemeres Yavam said, look, I can't stay here forever. One of the brothers got to step up and do something. So she takes one of the brothers and takes him to court and says, look, either do Yibim with me or do Chalitza, do something. I don't want to stay an Almana in that way. So they had a court case. And then the Yavam fled. He was Barach. Now that halacha tells us, V'eschayiv l'mezoinis. Because of that, the Yavam becomes responsible, as the Brisa tells us in Masechet Yavamis of Mem Alfamet Amid Beis, that if there's a court case with the Yavam, which the courts tell him, okay, you know, she's right, you got to do something, and then he flees, halacha is she gets fed from the Yavam's estate, because now it's his responsibility, the onus is on him. He has to make a choice, and if he doesn't and he just runs away, she gets supported from his estate. Now, because of that, we're talking about such a case, Ukadrav Pinchas Mishmei de Rava, and therefore, based on the halacha of Rav Pinchas in the name of Rava, the Amar that he says, Kol Hanoideres, any woman that takes a neder, Adas Baile Hinoideres, it's with the understanding and the consent of her husband that she takes the neder. Now, as what the Gemara is saying is that Rabbi Elazar holds that wherever you have a man that has to feed, again, in the context of a relationship, of like a husband-type relationship, has to feed the woman, then he could go ahead and be made for her nedarim, even if, and we're coming to explain Rabbi Elazar's opinion in the Mishnah, even if there's two yevamim, and if a maimer was done. Because this is what we learned in a previous Mishnah, which was the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, which we explained on the previous daf, that which was the halacha of a begeris, which we said his opinion on the fine gimel mabeis. So therefore, that's the same thing that the Gemara is answering for Rabbi Elazar, which was explained based on the halacha of Pinchas Mishmei Derava, that since we're talking about a case with a Yavam, he was the one that was held responsible to go ahead and either choose one of the two, even if there's many brothers. So, but then he ran away, so then she gets fed from his estate. Once she's getting fed from his estate, so any nether she takes is based on his consent, and that is why, for that reason itself, is the reason, not because, like we explained, because it's a Kenya Gomer and he has full rights, and therefore that's how we compare the case to like when there's an engagement. No, a whole different view, which is that of because of she's getting fed by him in this relationship, and therefore he has the ability to be made for Nadar. Now that the Ran just elaborates and says that seemingly works for Rabbi Eliezer, which actually is Lashitasai, according to his opinion, mentioned in the previous Mishnah Daf Ayin Gimel Mabez, which is with the foundation of this halacha of Rav Pinchas Mishmei Rav is coming from to explain Rabbi Eliezer's opinion in the halacha of Begeres. Now, but according to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that, you're right, it's not going to work by two Yavam, but by one Yavam, it will work. So according to the interpretation of Rabbi Lazar in Beis Shammai, which again doesn't help us to say the first view, which we said in Rabbami, which is that it's a Kinyan Gomer, so according to him, what are you going to say? And the reason being is because in the previous Mishnah of the Halacha Begeres, the quote, Rabbanon argue on Rabbi Eliezer. And generally, when it says Rabbanon who argue on Rabbi Eliezer, that's Rabbi Yeshua. And there it's brought that even if the Chassan has to support, it's already 12 months after they got engaged and that they said that we want to go ahead and get married, even though he has to feed her, the Halacha is that he doesn't have the rights in being made for Hanadar. And therefore, so how do we understand Rabbi Yeshua's opinion? In our Mishnah, where at least when there's only one Yavam, he holds that he could be made for the Nedarim, if, according to the interpretation of Belazar, where Maimer is not Kohen Kinyan Gomer, where would we have a conceptualization, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that the Yavam could be made for the Nedarim of the Shemeres Yavam? So that the Ran says two interpretations. It's either you could say that actually, because of a different point of view, when there's only one Yavam, so you're right, it's not because of the halacha of his obligation to feed and that's why it could be made for the Nedarim. Rather, because of the concept of Yesh Zika. Because of Yesh Zika, with there's only one Yavam, then it's considered like Knusa, like as if she's married to him. Or he says that you're right, the Rabbanan that argued Rabbi Eliezer in the previous Mishnah of Begeres is not Rabbi Yeshua. And rather, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua both hold that by an Oris who has to feed the woman, Mizainis, then it could be made for the Nedarim. And therefore, when you have one Yavam, who is Amad B'din Abarach, that would be the same halacha, because he's the only one, and therefore she took him to court, and he has to feed. So it's Aldaz Bailo, he Noideres. But when there's two Yavam, and even if one of them got up to court, and they told him, look, you got to choose, and he flees, that's where the machlik is between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer holds that here also, by this Yavam, since he was the one taken to court, and he fled, so it's like an aris because he has to feed her, and therefore it's aldas baila he neideres. But Rabbi Yeshua held that no, still the yavama is not considered as complete as a regular arusa to the aris, because by an arusa, besides the fact that yes, that he has to feed her, but moreover it's because there's no one else that can make her, she's untouchable, no one else can make her forbidden to the aris. And therefore, since together with the fact that he has to feed her, so it's aldato he neideres. But by Yavama, to a Yavam, when there's two Yavamin, that since there's the other brother who could make her forbidden to the Yavam, so therefore even when he's feeding her because of Amad Bedin Ubarach, still she doesn't see herself totally acquired to this person, she's not totally given over to this man, even the one that was Amad Bedin Imai, and therefore she's not going to, when she's making a net, there's not necessarily going to be Aldat Toy, which is like some, if someone else from the street was feeding her. And therefore, that Rabbi Yeshua says that in the case of two Yavamin, he's not going to be able to be made for Hanidar. So that's the interpretation, even according to Rabbi Lazar's interpretation of Beis Shammai regarding what does a Maimer do for a Yavama. But now the Gemara asks, and the Gemara is asking this on Rabbi Ami's interpretation, that he explained, because we asked, we understand everyone's opinion in the Mishnah. We understand Rabbi Kiva holds Ein Zika. We understand Rabbi Yeshua that there's Zika but Ein Breira, so it's going to work with one. But we wanted to know, how do we understand Rabbi Eliezer's opinion? How does it work even when by two Yavamin, if you say Ein Breira, how can you choose which one is the one that's Isha Yiferena? So in that, Rabbi said, Rabbi Eliezer is talking about, and that therefore the whole Mishnah is talking about a case, where the Yavam did a Mimer, one of the brothers did a Mimer in the Yavama, and that's why he could be made for Hanadar. So in that the Gemara asks, but we learned in our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer, he says, in his response to why he holds that a Yavam could be made from the Nedarim, just like a Chasen could be made from the Nedarim of his Arusa, he said as follows. Says, Uma'im Isha Shekan Al-Atzma. If, look at a regular woman. When a man goes to get engaged to a regular woman, where he does it by himself, Hareyu Meifin Nedireha, and still he could go ahead and be made from the Nedarim together with the father. So he Isha Shekinu Lemin HaShemayim. So a woman where he didn't have to do anything to have an acquisition in her, because there's already some type of a kinyan in her from heaven, just when his brother dies, say, ain't din she made for Nedarim? Isn't that a kavo chaymer that he could go ahead and be made for Nedarim? Now, that the question is, v'ibisha asa b'maimer, if, according to Rabbi Ami's interpretation, that the whole halacha of Rabbi Eliezer is based on the premise that we're talking about that one of the two brothers did a mimer, and that's why that's a full-fledged kinyan, and to be on parallel with what an arusa is, well then kanal atzmahu. What do you mean? When he did the mimer, he did it himself. So why is Rabbi Yehazah calling it, and hence his kal v'chomer to learn off from a regular arusa? Where arusa, at least you have to do it yourself, and still, but once you do it, you have a kinyan in har with the father, and then you can make from the darm. Kal v'chomer when from heaven they gave him a kinyan, but it's not true. You're not saying it's heaven's kinyan that gave it to you. You're saying, according to Rabbi's interpretation, that it was his own mimer, which is his own really kiddushin that is used in the context of yibum, and that's what gives him the rights in har, and that's why he can be made for. So why is it calling it Sheknu Lebin HaShemayim? So that the Gemara answers, Shekonu La'atzmai Al Yidei Shemayim. You're right. Meaning, because before he did the mimer, there was a connectivity. And that's actually how mimer works, regards to a Yavama, which is because there was a Zika that was attaching him to Har, and then the mimer solidifies that. So, and that is what the Kal V'chomer is saying, that if a regular person had nothing with this woman, before he got engaged to her. And still when he gets engaged, it works. So here, where even before he did his kedushin, yes, of mimer, but he already had a kinyan of the zika, for sure when he does a mimer, then, again, according to Rabbama's interpretation, is what Rabbi Eliezer is saying, for sure he should be able to make for Nedarim together with the father, or maybe even by himself. But one thing that the Gemara wants to resolve from Rabbami, who he explained the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that it's talking about when the Yavam did a mimer in the Shemeres Yavam. So Tifshet Debayi Rabba. So the Gemara says you could resolve Rabba's question. Rabba had asked that mimer le Beishamai, what is the halachic understanding of Beishamai in his mimer? In other words, we said according to Beishamai that it's a full-fledged kinyan. Mimer is not just a rabbinic and a weak type of a kinyan in the Shemeres Yavam. It's a full-fledged kinyan. Now, on that, Rabbi's question was, is it Eris and Isa? What type of a kinyan is it? We know in a regular woman, when you're consummating relationships, there's two levels. There's Erisin, which if when you have, let's say, which is the giving of the ring, you still need to have what's called Mesir L'Chuppah. You have to have, and we actually do it, the giving of the ring, under the Chuppah. But in Halacha, it's that there's Kedushin, which is done with the ring, and then there's Nisuin, which is done by the Chuppah. Now, if you say that Maimer according to Beishamai only makes it like a Halachic Erisin, therefore, as long as he didn't have chuppah yet, he hasn't acquired the Shemeres Yavam, not to inherit her, or not for the ability to, if he's a kohen, to be metamet to her. So is it that Maimer according to Beishamai makes it Erisin? Or maybe this that he says that Maimer is a kinyan in the Yavama is even like it's already a marriage. Hence, if let's say he has biyah with her without a chuppah, he has acquired her for Yerusha and to be metamet to her because he doesn't need to have chuppah, is because actually the Maimer itself is like chuppah. So now the Gemara says, Tifshid, you can resolve from Rebbe Eliezer, Dinisu and Isa, that the Maimer of Beishamai actually makes Nisuin. And the reason being is because Rebbe Eliezer said that Yafer, that the Yavam could go ahead and be made for the Nedarim of the Shemeres Yavam. And we said, why? What do you mean? There's two brothers. How do you know who's the man? So he said, we know who's the husband from these two potential brothers, because of the one that did a mimer. Now, the assumption of the Gemara now is that the Yavam who did the mimer could be made for the Nedarim of the Shemeres Yavam by himself, without any partnership of the father. Now, therefore, the Gemara says, from that is a proof that must be that mimer of Beishamai, which is the opinion that Rabbi Yez is going in, is like Nisuin. Because the Eris and Isa, because if mimer only made it like Eris and, but it's not, we learned in the opening Mishnah of our Perek, Nair Hamay Rasa, a Naira that's engaged, and again, if you're considering the mimer of the Yavama, like in Erisin, the Halacha tells us, Oviyo Ubaylo Mafir Nederao, the Chasan himself can't be made for the Neder, he has to do it together with the father. And if you held that mimer was only like Erisin, so it wouldn't be that, according to Eliezer, that the Yavam could be made for the Neder, it would have to be the Yavam together with the father. And here, seemingly, it says that he does it himself. Must be that mimer, according to Beishamai, which is the pinder of Eliezer going in, makes it like Nisuin, which answers Rabbi's question. And that on Rav Nachman Yitzchak, he says that actually, no. I could tell you that actually that Maimer only makes Erisin. And my Yafer, what does that Mishnah mean when we say that the Yavam, even when there's many different brothers, but when he does Maimer, that then it can be made for the Neder of the Yavama, It's talking about yafer b'shutves. It means he does it together with the partnership of the father, and therefore it doesn't resolve Rabbi's question. And although it says in the Mishnah that he's mefer, it's only coming to tell us that he could be mefer, and that we do consider him at least like the level of an arus, like an arus, and that even when there's many brothers, he could do it, but it doesn't mean by himself. It means possibly even with the father. Tana mahachi. Now the Gemara says they actually learned in the Braisa Kerab Ami, where again the Rabbami had interpreted the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that is talking about why could one of the many brothers do hafara because he did Maimer. Similarly, we learned in the Braisa, which quotes seemingly like the same idea of our Mishnah, just a slightly different dialogue. The Braisa says, Shemeres Yavam, a woman that's anticipating Gibam. So on that, as we went through the order in our Mishnah, first opinion says, Bein Yavam, Echad, Bein Shnei Yavam, and whether there's one brother that's remaining or there's two brothers, Rabbi Yezo Imi Yafar, he says, the brother, the Yavam, could go ahead and be made for the nether. For Bishua Imr, he says, no, as in our Mishnah, le'echad v'lo l'shnayim, only if there's one Yavam, then he could be made for the Nadarm of the Shemeres Yavam. But when there's two, then not. For Bikiva Imr, he says, lo le'echad v'lo l'shnayim, no, whether there's one brother, two brothers, doesn't make a difference. A Yavam can never be made for the Nadarm of the Shemeres Yavam. Now, that Amr B'liyazer, which is a slightly different dialogue than in our Mishnah, B'liyazer says, I'll prove to you from a Kavuch Imr that the Yavam could be made for the Nadarm. Because Uma'im Isha, if a regular woman, which a regular man and a woman, where until he gets engaged to her, he has no rights in her, because she's just a woman off the street. But when she comes to his domain, which the Ran says that's obviously referring to Kedushin, and the reason being, as we know that generally in the Suin is always using the term of Kenisa, which is when she finally enters. Which is always used, like we learned in the previous daf, Achatikonis Lershusai. That's a reference to Nisuin. Whereas Kedushin, which as I said before, is bus, when she's coming. Kenisa is when she finally enters. So a regular woman, until you get engaged, you have nothing to do with her. You have no rights to her yet, she's not in your domain whatsoever. But when she at least comes to you, which is that this Kedushin, then Nigmarulai, then she's considered concluded to him, meaning that then that man can be made for the Nadarm of his Kala together with a partnership with the father. So therefore, Eliezer says, so Isha, Shiesh Lechelik, Achelay Tabalur Shusai. So this woman, the Shemeres Yavam, where even before he ever did anything to her, even before he ever did Kedushin with her, he had rights with her because that's the halacha of Zika, meaning so even before he ever did Maimer, even then he already had rights to her, meaning to say no one could do anything, no one can marry her yet, unless he does either Yibam Chalitza, which is what Zika is, so Mishad Basler Shusai. So when she does finally come to his domain, meaning when he does the halachic equivalent of Kedushin into a Yavama, which is what Maimer is, in a Din Shetigmalai, so in that, and Eliezer says, isn't it obvious that of course she's considered concluded to him, and that the Yavam will merit to be made for the Nedarim together with a Shutfis with the father? That's what Rabbi Eliezer says, that if a regular man to a woman, when they're engaged, could go ahead and be made for the Nadarm, for sure, by Yavam, where he even had rights in her even before he did his halachic kedushin, which was Maimer, is for sure, once he does Maimer, he could make it in the Nadarm together with the partnership of the father. On that, Amli Rabbi Kiva says to Rabbi Eliezer, like, no, it's not the case, because Ima Marta, if you're going to say, Be'isha Shekanahula Atzmai, by a woman that he goes and acquires for himself, meaning a regular man and a woman when he does Kedushin, Shekeshem She'ein Loi Chelik Ba, which you're right. Although he had no rights in this woman before he went and did Kedushin with her, but it's also Kach In Lachem Chelik Ba, but no one had rights in her when she was single. But Taimer Be'isha Shehiknu Leib Neshamayim, but in contrast to a Shemeres Yavam, which is being acquired to him from heaven, Shekeshem She'esh Loi Ima Chelik, which you're right. You're proving, and that's what you want to bring a Kabbal Chayma from, that he had rights in her before he ever did anything to her, which is called Zika. But Kach Yesh Lachem Chelik Ba, but so too, that actually is what makes her less than a woman that a regular woman that he would get engaged to, because the other brothers, the other Yavaman, also had rights in her. And therefore, that actually makes his relationship with her not more, but less. So although you're trying to prove in the fact that, what do you mean? Here it's even stronger connection, because even before he did Maimer, he had a connection through Zika. So for sure, Rabbi Eliezer says, he should be able to make for the Nadarm after he does Maimer. And that Rabbi Kiva says, no. That relation that he had was even worse than a regular woman, because a regular woman that he didn't have anything with her, but at least once he does Kedushin, he's the only one, because no one had any rights in her beforehand. But by Shemeres Yavam, where the rights that he had in her beforehand was shared amongst all the brothers. So even now when he does Maimer, actually he's worse off than a regular woman, because other brothers have a rights in her too. Now that Amar Rabbi Yeshua, as he does in our Mishnah, said Akiva, the Virach B'Shnei Yevamim, what you just retorted to Rabbi Eliezer, only works in regards to when there's two Yevamim, meaning when there's other brothers, so then the rights he had in her beforehand is actually gara, it's actually worse, because the other brothers had rights in her too, which are still here even after that he does a Maimer. But Ma'atam Mishma Yevam Echa, what are you going to respond when there's only one Yevam, only one brother? So therefore, he's the only one with rights, and he had those rights even before he did Maimer with her. Therefore, you should agree to my opinion that at least when there's only one Yavam, that then he could be made for the Nadarim of the Shemeres Yavam. So that Amalais on that is what the Rekiva responds to Rabbi Yeshua, which is the elucidation of what he says in our Mishnah. Klum chilaknu al Yavam echad vashnei Yavamin. Rekiva tells to Rabbi Yeshua, do we ever find that we differentiate when there's one Yavam or two Yavamin? Bein she'asaba maimer, bein she'loy asaba maimer, whether that he does maimer in har, whether he didn't do maimer in har. In other words, what Rabbi Akiva is telling to Rabbi Yeshua is that I have a reason and a proof that actually a Yavam can never be made for the Nadarim of a Shemeres Yavam, whether he's the only Yavam or when there's more than one Yavam, whether he did a Maimer or didn't do a Maimer. And what's my proof? Because Ukeshar Devarim Kein Nadarim, because just like in the context of other halachas, so too would the halacha be regarding the Nadarim that we're discussing. In other words, from other halachas, in the context of Yibum, of a Shemeres Yavam, you can learn that the Yavam cannot be made for the Nadarim in all circumstances of a Shemeres Yavam. And the reason being is because, as we'll see, regarding other halachas, a Yavam to a Shemeres Yavam is not like an Arusa, not even like an Arusa, even when he did Maimer with her, as the Gemara is shortly going to explain. And therefore, what Rabbi Akiva is telling Rabbi Yeshua is, so too for the context of halacha of Afaras Nadarim, that the Shemeres Yavam will never be like an Arusa. And therefore, although by an Arusa he can be made for Hanadarm with the partnership of the father, by a Shemeres Yavam he can never be made for Hanadarm even with a partnership of the father. Now, Balash Nazeh Amma Ben Nazai, when Ben Nazai heard this response of Rabbi Akiva, he said the following words. He said, Chaval Alecha Ben Nazai, woe to you, meaning he was saying a worrisome statement for himself, woe to you, Ben Nazai, Shle Shemashtis Rabbi Akiva, that you didn't serve in attendance of Rabbi Akiva, see how great is his Torah learning, how much you lost by not serving him. So that's that price. Now the Gemara concludes the proof, Mai, as we continue on top of Ayin Hei Amud Aleph, Tanya Kavasei Derabami. What is this that the Gemara was saying that we Rabbami interpreted Rabbi Eliezer's opinion in our Mishnah, that the Yavam, even when there's many Yavam, can be made for the Dharma of the Shemeres Yavam, because he did a Maimer. Where do we see in this Brisa that a proof that Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is based on the principle of that the Yavam had done a Maimer? So I think Gemara says two interpretations. Either because the Ketani, we learned in the Mishnah that Rabbi Akiva said, that we just quoted before, in response to Rabbi Yeshua's question, he said, did we ever differentiate Ben Sha'asaba Maimer or Ben Sha'loyasaba Maimer? Did we ever differentiate regarding a Yavama if the Yavam did a Maimer with her or not? Now, obviously, from Rabbi Akiva's statement, is obviously he understood, and that's what he was responding and insinuating from a statement that he heard from Rabbi Eliezer, that the reason why he was basing his opinion on was because a Maimer was done. And that's why he's saying that did we ever hear that there should be such a difference? And therefore we see from his words that Rabbi Eliezer was referring to his halacha because a Maimer was done. That's one interpretation. Or Inami, another proof is actually from Rabbi Eliezer's own words, Meiresha, from the beginning of the Braisa. Because the Tanya we learned in the Braisa that Rabbi Eliezer said, his Kal V'Chaimer was, that if we find by a regular woman, not a Shemeres Yavam, that is, Mishenichnas L'Rishusai, or like the Girsa we have is actually Mishabas L'Rishusai, when she comes to his domain, meaning when he does Kedushin to a regular woman. Nigmar Alai, Shireta becomes concluded to him. Now the Ran points out that actually what the Gemara is trying to prove from is actually from the next words of Rabbi Eliezer, which is that, so Kal V'Chaimer, that if by a regular woman he can be made for Hanadarim when he goes ahead and does Kedushin with her. So regarding this woman, meaning a Shemeres Yavam, where he already had rights in her, even before he did Maimer, even before she was Tavel Shusai, because by Yavam you have a Zika, So on that he said, Mishabas l'rishusa. So when she comes to his domain, meaning when he does maimer, in adin shetigmar lo, isn't it a kal v'chomer for sure that she should be concluded to him, meaning that he has the right to be mefer the nedarim? Now, and that is what the Gemara proves, v'idu l'kaddish. And if the halacha of the yavim being able to be mefer the nedarim of the shemeres yavim is told that there was no kiddushin, that he didn't do maimer, so then my nigmar lo. So then what would be to say that she's concluded to him? In other words, you have to say from the fact that Rabbi Yez is saying that the Yavama is considered Mishabas l'Rishusai, means to say that after he has some rights in her, must mean the equivalent of a regular woman of Kedushin, which is that the Yavam went ahead and did a Maimer. So Tev Sheminei Kishasaba Maimer. So therefore you could prove from there a second source that Rabbi Yez's opinion was based on the principle that a Yavam, even when there's many Yavam, it could be made for the Nedarim because he had already done Maimer, which is what his Kal v'chomer was based on, of Mishabas l'Rishusai, and therefore it's Nigmar Loi for sure by Shemeres Yavam because of a Kal v'chomer by a regular woman. And that therefore that supports the interpretation of Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Leah's opinion in the Mishnah that it's based on because a Maimer was done. Now the Gemara concludes the elucidation of this Bryce that we said before, which will also help us understand Rabbi Kiva's opinion in the Mishnah. Mai ukeshar devarim kein nedarim diktani. What were these words, these enigmatic words that Rabbi Kiva responded to Rabbi Yeshua that said, I'll prove to you from these other halachas of a Yavam that a Yavama is not like an Arusa in this other halacha in all circumstances, whether it's one Yavam, two Yavam, and Maimer and no Maimer. So therefore I could prove to you to the context of Nedarim that also Yavama will not be in like an Arusa and therefore it can't be made for Nedarim. That's what the Gemara's question is. What are these other halachas that Rabbi Kiva is learning out in the Dharm from them that it doesn't make a difference if a maimer was done or there's one yavama or two, one yavama or two yavama? So Amar Rava, Rabbi says, Hachik Tanya. This is what Rabbi Kiva was saying. Iyat amayda, don't you agree? Shein chayavin skila kinair hamarasa. Shemeris yavam, and this is his proof, is never going to be like a nair hamarasa. In other words, you're never going to be chayiv skila if someone would go ahead and have relations with a shemeris yavam, even if the yavam went and did maimer with her. So obviously, Rabbi Kiva says that even if it was only one yavam, let's say, like you, Rabbi Shu, want to say, or even if, like we say in Rabbi Eliezer, that the yavam had already done maimer with the yavama, it still will not be on par with a kedushin that's done with a regular arusa, because if that would be the case, then if someone else would have relations with that Shemeres Yavam in this state right now, he should be chayiv skila, which is halacha by Nair Merasa, so that you get skila, and that's not the case. You don't get skila for having relations with the Shemeres Yavam, even if it's one Yavam and that he had done maimer. So therefore, that's the proof that we see that a Shemeres Yavam will never be like a Nair Merasa, and therefore, although by Nair Merasa, he can make on the Dharam, but that's what Bekiva says, that a Shemeres Yavam, a Yavam will never be able to make on the Dharam of a Shemeres Yavam. And Amar Ravashi says, Masnik Namideka, actually a precise reading of our Mishnah indicates that Rabbi Kiva's point was coming as a proof from the Chiv Skila, which is only on the higher part of Nair Merasa, in contrast to a Shemeres Yavam. Because the Mishnah says, Rabbi Kiva's response was, Ein Yavama Gemur Le'isha. A Yavama is not considered concluded and complete to her husband, meaning to the Yavam, Keshem Sharusa Gemur Le'isha. Which is, however, Arusa is considered complete to her husband, to her chasen, which is, what does that mean? That the relationship is very strong, meaning because by an Arusa there's skila for someone that's mezana with her, in contradistinction to the Shemeres Yavam, which never has that, and therefore B'Kiva says, you can never have the halacha of a Yavam being made for the Nedarim of a Shemeres Yavam in all circumstances.